on deception. We are taught that it's wrong to deceive others, yet deception is the basis of all warfare. Admittedly, business activities are not usually conducted as seriously as all-out warfare. The principles of deception are vital in business. Top-level executives must know how to appear weak in the areas in which they are strong, and strong in the areas in which they are weak. Although evasion is a resource-intensive strategy, it's nowhere near as draining as counterattack. You have to understand that your competitors are, by the nature of their existence, competing against you. If you ignore them, they will harm you. If you become obsessed by their presence, they will distract you. Therefore, you can use deception to keep them at bay while you get on with your work. They would delight in seeing you fail, so do not underestimate them.
You can conveniently sit back and say, I've been discriminated against because I'm male or female or this nationality or that. Or you can say, what is it about me that I am exuding that is causing people to wonder about the things that are important to them? And a lot of discrimination comes from preemptive worry. And so before you can fix discrimination, we have to understand the target audience. And in this case, it's my boss. What is it that my boss fears or perceives or misunderstands or cares about too much or is ignorant about that I need to fix? I can go to my premier and my prime minister and change the laws tomorrow. It's not going to get into the heart of my boss. And that is why I don't look to racism. I look to the enemy within. I don't care that you harbour racism. I don't care that you harbour discrimination. Not because I don't care per se, but because I cannot cope to care. It is not within my power to change human nature. But what I can do is to look at myself and say, what am I exuding in my brand? And that might include my handwriting. It might include my speech. I say to every executive, if you cannot present, you are really retarding your potential.
What if I don't need to present?
I don't believe you, because you think present is standing up in front of a stage of 500 people. Every time you have a meeting with your boss, you are presenting. Every time you have a job interview, you are presenting. But how many of us actually study the art of presentation? We don't. And these little building blocks about my handwriting, my speech, my vocabulary, the way I tie my tie, we think, oh, well, I've got the best suit, I've got the best shoes, and a lovely $200 silk tie, and I still didn't get the job. You know, one thing is the elements, the other thing is the combination of elements. Having a good suit is not good enough. Having a good resume is not good enough. It's the bigger picture. And you cannot begin to satisfy a person through a bigger picture unless you understand what it is that that person is concerned with. And when you find that out, don't run to the lawmakers and say, go change his mind because this guy is discriminating against me because I'm this or that. Say to yourself, how can I be clever? And find what it is that that person is scared about. And then make sure then that you communicate sufficiently, but not in words. I cannot say to you, I'm likable, please like me. I have to get you to put it in your head. And I can only do that by creating an environment for you to perceive that, to think that, to presume that in your own way. And I will not do that by standing there having union meetings saying, you're discriminating against me. I have to win you over. Your handwriting plays a big part, your communication, your vocabulary and all these other things, but there is one thing that our research showed that absolutely no one could guess of what played the biggest role in this discriminatory process.
And that was?
Your accent. Now, you might say, I'm proud of my accent. I'm not talking about pride. I'm talking about just understanding what the triggers are. An accent is a tool, is a process, is a way, and if you are not familiar with what that is doing to you, you will find you will be left behind.